Time now for another federal election candidate to feature, this time with the candidate for the People's Party of Canada in the riding of Sarnia-Lambton-Bequeshwenaw, Mr. Brian Everett. Brian, first of all, thank you for joining us. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
I'll roll right on. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here today. I'm actually a union iron worker. I'm out of a local 700 in Windsor, which encompasses Sarnia, Lambton, and London. I've been in that trade for almost 30 years now. Very, very interested in politics. I'm actually making my third run in a federal campaign here for the People's Party. Basically, I'm just interested in helping out the community. I love my country and I watch what's going on with it right now, and I think we need to fix it.
Perfect segue. Give us your political background.
2018, I ran for a small provincial party actually right here in Lambton, Kent, Middlesex called the Trillium Party. I did that. I ran for mayor in St. Clair Township, and this will be my third time federally for the People's Party.
How long have you been with the People's Party?
I'm a founding member of the People's Party. I joined in 2018. Actually, I left the Conservatives when Max left. I haven't looked back. It's been great.
Yeah, so over the last 7 years, why none of the colors of the People's Party?
Well, I found that the Conservative Party, and I was a big conservative back in the day, but they changed. I think that they leaned more away from a real Canadian type of a party to the globalist-run party similar to the Liberals. And I have always said we have a red Liberal Party. We don't need a blue one. And that's what we're watching. Even right now, we're watching it go down that same way.
Brian, personally, as a candidate, what's on your candidate platform?
On my candidate platform is I want to make sure, because of the tariffs in Sarnia, Lambton, we have Chemical Valley. Basically, what we're watching is a risk to our plants and our jobs in the community by having this fight with Donald Trump with the tariffs. Line 5, the feedstock crosses for our refineries in the St. Clair River. Now, Line 5 comes out from out west through Michigan, and all they have to do is cut it off at the river. Danielle Smith out in Alberta won't be turning down selling energy in through Michigan. The only loser will be is Sarnia Lambton, and we have to make sure. I was super disappointed to see every political leader go against with this elbows up stuff against Trump. Instead of negotiating, they went and fought with him. Well, it puts our riding at risk. Sarnia, Lambton, Bequeshwenaw is at risk. The people's jobs are at risk on more than I think they even know or anybody even wants to let on.
You mentioned about how they proceeded to go against Donald Trump. Would it not be difficult to go against a leader like that who's tending to dictate?
Well, one thing I can tell you is this, is he is very bombastic and he's hard to deal with because of his personality and the way he is. But I can tell you one thing, that negotiations go a lot further than trying to fight him. And I just think that if there was choices to be made, I don't think Pauly have separated himself from Carney or Trudeau when this tiff started. You got to remember, we have 270% tariffs on the United States for our milk, poultry, and eggs, sometimes even higher from the 70s. So when Donald Trump's looking at that, you have to remember he went through a term. He learned where he made his mistakes and where he got taken advantage of or the states did. People in Canada don't like to hear that. But the fact is a lot of the people who are looking at Trump and don't understand why he's doing it have no idea that we've been putting huge tariffs on the United States for years. It's understandable that he wants no tariffs, no tariffs. I don't see an issue with that.
When it comes to election day, April the 28th, why should voters in your riding put their mark beside the name Brian Everett?
Well, I think they can see my commitment to the community. They can see that I didn't just lay down. I've been back to the well. We've watched it go down during COVID. We had a bunch of members of parliament in the wars in Sarnia, Lambton. They laid down. They didn't stand up for freedom. They didn't stand up to speak out for the people. Everybody was a coward, our members of parliament. They didn't do what they needed to do to protect people. Randy Hillier won his appeal about the public gathering. It's a big deal. And what that does for me is it just proves that the people who stood up and did the right thing and stood up for Canadian freedom are the ones we need to put in.
Now, if anyone is interested in finding out more information about the party or about you, the candidate, how would they do that? Do you have a website or social media? Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. I'm on Facebook, Brian PPC Everett. You can get me at www.peoplespartyofcanada.ca. If you go onto that website, it lists our platform, our party platform, which is the best one in politics as far as I'm concerned. But every candidate, every riding is listed in there. You can click on my name, Sarnia Lambton Bequeshwenaw, and you can read all about me and what I'm about. Gives my details and contact information.
People's Party of Canada candidate in the Sarnia Lambton Bequeshwenaw riding, Mr. Brian Everett. Thank you very much for this, Brian, and good luck in the campaign, sir.
Right on. Thanks a lot.